So on Sunday, I'm going to share you some more detail, but I want to give you a little praise report. Remember, I was out of town on business in Florida a few weeks back, and there's a guy there named Gary that owns a Motorola shop similar to I do, from Alaska. Remember, this is in Florida. He flew from Alaska to Florida. He flies into Seattle, does his transfer. I mean, he probably had 8 hours of flight time, layovers. You know, it took him a while to get there. And he got there. I got there a day earlier than normal. I was meeting up with a customer. And saw Gary. I invited him to dinner and got to talking with him. And after dinner, we were headed back up to our rooms. And I said, what floor are you on? First floor. Oh, me too. So we're walking up. He's in the room right across from me. And as we stopped there, one of the things I learned is that he's been having a lot of problems with his heart. And when God speaks, you got to listen. So God said, go into his room, pray for his heart. So I said, I want to come into your room with you and pray for your heart. He said, okay. Now, he's received prayer before. But anyway, he sat down in a chair there. And you guys heard me with a testimony with this guy. You know, I laid hands on his chest. Same thing. I laid hands on his chest. And I was just feeling power flowing, kind of like what boy put Brandon had over here. I mean, it was flowing. And I said, man, what's going on? He said, I feel things moving and my heart moving around and, you know, doing stuff. He had an enlarged aorta in that. His heart was operating at 21% efficiency. 20% is pretty much dead. Right? He was at a point where it could go into AFib and all this other stuff. But anyway, the long and short of it, I said, look, as long as I'm feeling the power flow and I'm not moving my hand until you tell me. I had my hand on his chest for probably 15 minutes. Anyway, he sent me an email, which I'll share in more detail on Sunday. But he is at 48% efficiency now. And the doctor was amazed because that usually takes like 3 to 6 months for that. And I mean, he was on a list for a pacemaker because he was so close to going into fib and the like. He's not on that list anymore. So I'll be seeing him actually at the end of March out in Las Vegas on another business trip. And God bless him, he predicted it. He said, I'm going to be where I need to be at, you know, above 50%. Well, he's at 48 now. He said, I'm shooting for 60% because 65%. Apparently 65% is normal. You'd like to think 100% would be the right number, right? But apparently 65% is actually the normal of the efficient, you know, it's a measurement of how efficient your heart is. That's a praise report, isn't it? That's a praise report. And actually in something I didn't mention, Pastor, when you asked him for prayer stuff, but it just kind of came to mind here. Melody is going to be on the Chrysalis flight this weekend. It's fun, isn't it? I drop her off Saturday morning. So she won't be here Sunday. She won't be here Sunday, so I'm real thrilled she's here sitting with us tonight. So, this is what our special is going to be. Tying in with the pastor's message on Sunday. Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty. He is mighty to save, forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow.
everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Shine your light and let the whole world see. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Shine your light and let the whole world see.
Karen has this thing about something called resolving. So when you end like this, she really wanted to do.
Oh, and start, we, yeah.
She needs closure.
It's closure. It's a closure thing. No, she held it back. She did well.